We got Morgan Riley on the line.
Exactly.
Yeah, you want to no, you throw him your softball.
No, we do have the question for him. You go ahead, Jeff.
Welcome him in, and then you do your thing.
All right, Morgan, how you doing, buddy? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
We have a question for you. If you were going to the game as a fan, like take out the big boys yourself, Austin Matthews, Nylander, Marner, whose jersey would you buy on your team for someone like that doesn't like they don't know anything about the guy, but he's an awesome guy and you think is a great like grit grinder or worker? Whose jersey would you buy?
Ron Hainsey for sure, no brainer.
Oh, see, we didn't bring that name.
Is that
up.
Good enough question for you?
I like
there,
that
big leaguer.
I think a bit of a biased answer. That's his D partner. You have to say
that
Hainsey.
Is a bit of a that's
you have to say Hainsey.
I don't know. I like him. I think that I mean when you take into factor what he's like off the ice and just being a beauty and stuff, I think he's the obvious choice.
There you go. See,
what do you mean by being a beauty? What
old
does that
school
mean?
Guy.
Like, is he old school? Is he?
Yeah, he's just like an old school guy. He's like, I don't know, he's awesome.
Well,
we get it.
Got a cop who's got 900 plus games. Like, exactly, he's a grizzled vet.
Yeah, he's been around. He's like a little bit jaded when it comes to certain things. So he's hilarious. Like when he's tired, he complains a lot. So that's nice. yeah, I don't know, Haynes for sure.
How does he react to, like, you guys have a bunch of younger guys on the team? You're still young. You've been in the league for a while, but you're still early 20s.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a couple guys like Hainsey and Marlowe who, do they just not even understand what you guys are talking about or what you're doing on the plane or on the road? I mean, is there any disconnect between the older guys and the younger guys?
Not really. I think, I mean, Patty's pretty tight with, like, the younger guys and stuff, but... with Hainsey, like when the young guys get talking about Xbox or like something like that, I mean Hainsey just kind of sits back and kind of shakes his head and starts kind of chirping the younger guys, and I think that's what I like about it. So but I mean there's no real disconnect at all. You know, he gets it. He's been around long enough. He was a young guy once. I think he enjoys the energy that the young guys bring, so you know it's fun.
With Morgan Riley, who wins a race one end of the rink to the other, you or Patrick Marleau?
I don't know. After last night when he beat out the icing, I think you got to give it to Patty. I think when you look at his speed and you know how smooth he is still at his age, I think it's very impressive. So, I mean, he's got a lot of hockey left in him, it looks like, so that's great to see.
How annoying is that when you know you've got space and you're going to beat the guy, but he still acts like a hero to try to get there first, and then you have to kind of put it on a little bit? Like when you're.
Yeah.
What's that like?
It's tough. I mean, those plays can be important. You know, that icing can lead to, you know, either negating a D-zone face-off or, you know, your opportunity to go back in the offensive zone. And so, I mean, those games. Those plays can be important during games. So, you know, Patty obviously put the afterburners on and beat those two guys, and that was a big play for us. But, you know, as a D-man going back, that can be a little frustrating.
You guys are starting to get into a little tougher part of your schedule as far as games piling up. How important from your group and the message from above is not only the X and O's, but the rest and the rest in between the games?
Yeah, it's very important. I mean, we have a sports science guy, and you know, he takes care of all that stuff. He looks at you know, the workloads of practice, and he looks at the heart rates during practice and everything like that. So, you know, we're pretty well taken care of. You know, when you look at the practice we had on Tuesday, we went out there for about half an hour, and you know, worked hard, did some power play stuff, and then you know, went out there yesterday, and we still felt fresh. And then we went out there again today, and you know, again went for 25-30 minutes, and. I mean, worked on some things, and the guys are feeling good. So, I mean, they're doing a good job of taking care of us. But, you know, it's really important that the guys stay focused. And, I mean, we take care of the bodies when we're at home. You know, obviously, big game tomorrow, then back-to-back can be tough. So, but big points at stake, so we're looking forward to it.
Has there ever been a point where the guys pulled you aside and said, listen, I'm not going to put this on the file, but you did nothing in practice today?
I'm trying to think. No, not really. But, I mean, he'll go in there and meet with the coaches, and then, like, when we're out there, like, eating lunch or whatever, and, like, the lounge, a coach will come through and I mean, he might take a jab at us about, you know, not working as hard or something like that. But that's usually on purpose by the sports science guys. When they draw a practice, they know exactly what they're doing. So, I mean, like I said, we're pretty well taken care of.
We're chatting with Morgan Riley. The Leafs coming off their second win in a row last night against Minnesota, home and home with Boston starting tomorrow night at the ACC this weekend. Your offensive game has really been on display this year. You've always had that flair offensively, but it feels like the puck's going in for you more. You're racking up more points. You get a lot more power play time. How much fun has that been, being able to get more minutes on the power play and focus more on the offensive side of things?
Yeah, it's been enjoyable. You know, whenever you get that, you know, trust from your coach to go out there on the power play and you get the opportunity to try to create more offense, it's enjoyable. I think, I mean, that's when you have the most fun, is when you're being creative and you're carrying the puck and making plays and whatnot. And I think a lot of credit goes to Haynes, being a good partner. And, you know, nobody wants to play defense all night. I mean, you want to have the puck and you want to go play offense and create opportunities to score. So I think we've been able to do that. But, you know, that being said, I think, you know, me and Hainsey have room to improve as a pairing and, room to get better. So we're looking forward to that.
That first goal last night was a really strange goal, and you got the shot off. It turns out that Nazem tipped it. I didn't even see that live. I don't think anybody saw it live. And I remember Komarov's reaction, because he ended up in the crease.
By the way, that's when you're on the bench. You're like, dude, are you serious? You claiming you tipped that?
That Kadri actually tipped it. But I was waiting for a challenge. I mean, that's where I'm at now, just watching it on the couch, sitting there. I'm always waiting for challenges. What about yourself? I mean, on the ice, whenever you get a goal that's kind of strange, or you realize a guy's close to the crease, or... like, are you guys kind of waiting for challenges, considering what's happened the past couple of years?
Yeah, sometimes, I think. I mean, when it's close like that one, you definitely think it might be coming. I mean, to be honest, once it went in, I thought Leo tipped it, but he told me he didn't. So I just thought it was all good. We go back to the bench or whatever. But, I mean, nowadays, each team has, like, a coach up top, and, you know, they're always talking to one of the coaches on the bench. And, I mean, usually by the time the puck's about to drop, they have a pretty good idea of whether it's a high stick or worth a challenge or whatever. So, you know, that gets decided pretty quickly. So as players, I mean, you just kind of hold your breath. You hope it counts. Then you go line up for a face-off.
Jay and Dan do a segment called Nicknamesy, and you're like, what do you call Hainsy? Haynes or?
Haynes, yeah.
What are you? Are you Riles?
Yeah, something like that, or Mo, whatever.
What is the dumbest nickname on the team? Like, someone that's just like, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't fit in. Is there one?
I don't know. We got a pretty close team. We don't really have anyone that.
So it's like what people think. Like, everyone's just Rousey or
Maddie Marno.
See, what he's getting to.
See, I work beside a guy that's name's Noodles. Yeah, so it's like, is there any kind of.
Is there any Noodles on our team?
I hope not.
No, I don't think so. We're pretty simple. We're like Bogey, JVR, Marnes.
JVR's Leo. Name's JVR?
Yeah.
Wow, what a nickname you've got. But see,
what he's getting at is, you used to call Brian McCabe ass face. Well, you can't. They
ass face or ugly face.
They don't
like, that's
that.
What I'm kind of digging for.
They don't do that
here.
to guys nowadays. You can't do that.
We don't have any of those, no.
You do, but you're just not going to tell us, so I understand what you're doing.
Yeah, sure, we'll take it.
Yeah, I don't blame you. How's your fantasy team doing? We talked about that in early September. How are you plugging away through 9 weeks of the NFL season?
My fantasy team is not great right now, but I did just see that Zeke got suspended. Is that true?
Well, you never know. It changes every day, but it sounds like he will be suspended.
No, he's not. He'll play. They'll find some other. It's so stupid. It's the goofiest thing going.
If he plays this week, like, there's no point of even moving forward with suspension. It's been 10 weeks.
No kidding.
Yeah.
But, who knows? I don't know. I'm terrible right now, so I need a win this week for sure, or sometime, I think.
I'm openly tanking because then I get first pick next year.
Really?
I'm just tanking. Yeah.
You're tanking in fantasy football?
Tanking in fantasy.
That is the loserest, geekiest move I've ever heard
it's
of
disgusting,
in my life.
But it's the truth.
You know what? Actually, Doc, to answer your question about the nicknames, We call Brownie the town bicycle just because his trades in fantasy are so bad. Like, he gets fleeced. He gets fleeced. He's basically giving away his team. So me and Bozy will be walking around like, who are you giving away today? Like, you know, blah, blah, blah. So we call him the town bicycle just because he's just giving away his team to everybody else. Everybody else is taking him for a ride.
I'll bet you he's tanking for next year.
That's what he's a smart guy.
Either that or he's just awful.
No, because we do the... We redo the draft order next year. It's not in order of the placement of the year before. It's a random order at the start of every season. So I don't know what he has to gain from it, but he is just the worst GM I've ever seen. Just
I don't know, Moore. That's garbage. If you're crap, look how you guys got Austin Matthews. If you're terrible, well, you need a high pick.
Riley, yeah. Morgan went fifth overall. If they were you, who yeah. knows where you'd be if the Leafs were yeah. good that
you
year.
You got to rethink that system.
Yeah, I don't know. Brownie's doing it on purpose. Like, he traded AJ Green to the team that I'm playing this week just to spite me because if I lose, he has a better chance to make the playoffs. So he's like trying to like collude against other players in the league. It's embarrassing.
That's smart management, man. I like this.
No, it's not. It's like, you shouldn't be doing that. You should be penalized for collusion.
Well, suspend him. Suspend him for 6 weeks.
He's the Jerry Jones of the Leafs fantasy league.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Joke.
Good luck this weekend. We're looking forward to seeing how you guys play against a big division rival. And we always appreciate you doing this. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot for having me.
There's one of our favorites, Morgan Riley.
I don't think there's a better interview of a Leaf player.
Yeah, he's fun every time we catch up with him.
He's a good guy, and he's a great player. I'm playing with a lot of confidence. Like, it's nice to see. You know, that was... And it's funny because
he talks like a normal.
Yeah,
he's not going to say we got to get pucks in deep and get it to the net.
This is what I want to see on TSN.ca. Morgan Riley would buy a Ron Hainsey jersey because he's a beauty. End quote. That's his description.
Yeah. And he'll get radioed and never come on again.
Well, that's not like salacious or anything like that. No, to me, he's a beauty.
I like the town bicycle. I think that's hilarious.
Well, I think Brown is a pretty smart guy, but he's tanking.
Openly tanking.
I'm openly tanking because we do have that system where whoever finishes last the previous year, you get the first pick the next year. My team's hot garbage.